Ruby Six, The Illuminati, Part One, Lubu Wa.
In a galaxy, on a planet, in the desert, in a village at the end of a dirt road, is a building made of stone. Up the steps to the second floor is an open door. In a room, in a chair, watching the moon rise through the bars on the window, sits the mentor. This is her story. I may as well start at the beginning. It all started back on my planet, Sumanula, crossroads of the galaxy. I live, or should I say I used to live, in Gala City. It's the media center of the planet. We call it the seat of ceaseless chatter. They say the media merely reflects our own chattering minds. In other words, the media is created by chattering minds to feed other chattering minds, the endless yakety-yak that has nothing to do with your life, except that it's become a very big part of your life. It's all the crap that you don't need to know, and you can't control. But there's always hope. Maybe things will get better in the future, except you're in the future. You think it's getting better? By the way, my name is Ruby. I'm a galactic gumshoe. A good one. The wall lit up. Yeah, wall? What's up?
Hyperthought, Ruby!
Oh, yeah?
Put on your thinking cap.
Okay. Hyperthought, in case you didn't know, and I'm certain you didn't, is a way of communicating across space. The problem with talking to someone a few solar systems away is the time factor, but with thoughts, it's instant. The thinking cap is a helmet shaped like a dunce cap. It's a way of communicating across space without the delay. No one likes delay. Okay, I'm ready. Let's have it. Rippling across the wall was a large, pointed head with squinting almond eyes, pinkish-white skin, and a rather small mouth, out of which emerged a pretty big voice.
Ruby.
That's me.
I am Oop Boop.
Glad to meet you, Oop Boop.
I am of the Ilubu.
The what?
I am from the planet Ilubuwa.
Really?
You know the Ilubuwa?
Well, what I know is that visitors aren't welcome.
Visitors are welcome.
Oh?
But to visit, one must be invited.
Yeah, I see.
You are invited.
Why the invitation?
I wish to hire you, Ruby.
To do what?
To seek and to find truth.
Uh-huh. And what truth are you looking for?
Your friend will advise you.
My friend?
Professor T.J. Taru.
You know Taru?
I hope we will be meeting soon, Ruby.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yes, we will.
Wall?
Yes, Ruby?
Find Taru.
Ruby?
Where are you, Taru?
The digital circus.
Oh, so who's Oop Boop?
So who is Oop? Oh, Oop Boop.
Yeah, what's he want?
Have you ever heard of the Illusionites?
I don't think so.
They are the followers of the predominant belief system on their planet, Ilubu. Wah.
Are they shaped like pears?
Pear-shaped? Yes, they are. How'd you know?
I just knew.
So you saw him?
Yeah, I saw his pointed head.
I see. Good deduction. As I was saying, the Illusionites are those Ilubuwas who are followers of a philosophy known as Illusionism.
Okay, so what does Oop Oop want from me?
He wants you to prove that something actually exists.
Well, can't they all get their little pointed heads together and prove it themselves?
No, because they cannot see beyond their own illusions.
Well, who can? So what exactly does he want?
He wants you to be part of the circus.
I met Taru at the Digital Circus. You may already know, the Digital Circus is a band of techies, hackers, dropouts, who scrounge for parts at electronic dumps, and they build mechanical devices, creatures, all kinds of weird electronic things, and they perform. It's a real circus, but a pretty bizarre one. The Digital Circus was invited to a Le Bourgeois, and from what I heard, that's a big deal, because no one gets invited there. And when Taru told me what they'd pay, I started to get interested.
And not only that, you'll be part of my team, Ruby.
What team?
Well, you and me and Andor and what's-his-face?
Not that little rat.
Rodan Kapoor.
My Kapoor, Taru.
He's changed, Ruby.
What's he changed? His underwear?
No. He's become, dare I say, almost trustworthy.
Kapoor, ha.
And besides, we owe him, Ruby.
Owe him what?
Kapoor saved our lives.
When?
I can't exactly recall.
Oh, you're dreaming, Taru.
Well, maybe it wasn't a dream, or maybe I have a soft spot in my head for the little Rodan.
I don't know how many times I saved his little rat skin.
Oh, just think, Ruby, it'll be you and me and Andor and the rodent. Why, it'll be like old times.
Yeah.
I'm told it's an incredible planet, Ruby. All those chubby Illuboos with their pear-shaped bodies and four legs waddling to
it. Four legs?
Well, I don't know what they do with the other two.
Hmm.
Yes, those little pink pears waddling about among the lush flora in the farmland.
I thought it was a desert planet.
Oh. Well, are you part of the team, Rube?
Well, the pay is impressive.
I thought you liked that.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow, 3,200 hours.
Yeah, that gives me time to pack.
Just one more thing, Ruby.
What's that?
Puns.
What puns?
Pear puns.
Pear puns?
I don't want to be stuck on a planet of pear-shaped people with you spewing out your pear puns.
I've never. Taru, look at me.
I'm looking at
now,
you,
tell me,
Ruby.
Who ever heard of a pear pun?
No one, but I know you, Ruby.
Taru, don't you think you're being a little paranoid?
I know I don't think I'm... What was that?
See?
Oh, well, maybe I am a little paranoid.
Apparently.
Yes, I... What?
I gotta go back.
Yeah, you do that, Ruby.
Taru.
Yeah, what?
Do you mind if I bring along a shoot?
What's that? Some kind of a weapon?
No, it's a pair of shoes.
A pair of... Oh, God! I knew it! That's the worst pun I ever heard, and you can't sink any lower than that, Ruby.
Yes, I can.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Can I bring two Keats?
Can you bring what?
Two Keats.
Two Keats.
Yeah, a pair of Keats.
A pair? Oh, God!
I told you so.
Para, what have I got myself into? Oh,
and so Ruby, the galactic gumshoe, Professor T.J. Taru, the archaeologist, Andor, the techie, and Rodan Kapoor join the digital circus on their mothership, and they blast off for the planet of Illubuwa.
Ruby?
Yes, Kapoor?
What is my assignment?
Ask Taru. He's in charge.
Really?
You'll be assisting Andor.
Oh. And what is Andor doing?
He's assisting Ruby.
And what is Ruby doing?
She's assisting me.
Ah. And what are you doing?
I'm telling people who to assist.
Oh.
Andor.
Yes, Ruby?
What do we know about these Illuboos?
Well, not much, Ruby. Very few human beings have ever set foot on Illubuwa, and their accounts differ greatly. It's as though each was on a different planet and had met a totally different people. Their descriptions of the cities, the culture, the art, the government, all contradicted each other.
Why?
I don't know. But there was one element they did agree on. The visitors described a strange presence or field of energy, almost like an aura that surrounds each Illubu. And if you get close enough to step within their field, your perception of reality is, well, changed.
What do you mean, changed?
It's altered in some way.
You mean their presence takes you over or something?
No, apparently not. It's just that you experience the way they see things.
But you just said everyone who visited that planet came back and couldn't agree what they saw.
Yes.
You mean every Illubu sees reality differently?
I don't know.
Huh.
It may be that their perception of reality is so much stronger than humans that when we step into their field, our perception is aligned with theirs.
We fall under their spell or something?
Well, maybe it's more like becoming a Marxist or a Freudian or anything where the great mind is so powerful that we not only accept what their view is, we arrange our belief system so we begin to see things through their filter.
So the Illubus aren't different.
Well, don't forget, most Illubus follow the philosophy of illusionism.
What's illusionism?
I can tell you a little about that, Ruby. I just received a transmission from Oop Boop.
Well, did he say why he wants me there?
Not quite, but Oop Boop did explain their illusionism. Here we go.
Our universe was formed by the Big Boom.
I thought it was the Big Bang.
We of the Illubu believe everything is illusion. We are asleep in the big dream of the Big Boo. That is our belief. That is why we are called illusionists. We may be asleep in the big dream, but one day we will awaken. We will be one of the chosen. The Creator will lean over us as we sleep and suddenly say, Boo!
Boo!
We are aware that all beliefs, including our most sacred beliefs, may become stagnant, atrophied energy. After many centuries of peace and relative tranquility, our society is threatened. We are being manipulated by a secret society.
Oh, yes.
A secret society that is exploiting the old illusions, the myths of Illubuwa, replacing them with new illusions.
Are you following any of this, Ruby?
Yeah, I think so.
This secret society is known by many names among those who believe in conspiracies, but one name will suffice. And that is...
And that is?
The Illusionati.
The Illusionati?
They have the power to topple governments, to bring about collapse of the markets, to create chaos, to exploit our fears. But what is their intent? Is it simply to have wealth and power? Is it world domination? Or is there something even greater they seek?
Even greater? Ooh.
But our people refuse to believe there is a conspiracy called the Illusionati.
The Illusionati?
Some of us may be members of the Illusionati and not realize it.
Huh?
But I believe it is possible for an outsider who is alien to our manipulative ways to traverse this web of illusions and penetrate the secrets of the Illusionati. That is all.